You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the weekly podcast devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while in between, and sometimes from Germany.
From Germany? Who is from Germany?
Deutschland!
Nein! Nein, Mr. Steins, guys!
So this is our annual Oktoberfest show. So every year, we always love doing an Oktoberfest because, you know, it's a beer-drinking holiday. So, of course, we're going to do...
Cue the polka music.
And we drink about twice as much.
So in our fermentation conversation and right here on YouTube, we will be drinking the Firestone Walker Oaktoberfest.
Hey, I think they're trying to like steal our ideas with names and play on words and stuff, man.
Yeah. This is their Paso Marzen beer. Paso Marzen?
So it's like a hybrid like Mexican, like German thing?
Yeah. And on the rest of the show
Mexican
that comes
German
out,
thing.
For the rest of the show that comes out in time for during all of the Oktoberfest festivities, we will be drinking some other beers on the show. Mike, what else? What other beer will you be drinking?
Well, what I did is I did a mess up this week, and I picked Jack's Abbey Copper Legend, which I actually tried this beer 2 years ago on an Oktoberfest show. So, so it's up to you guys. I can either try this like I've never tried it before and do the review and do the last call, or I could just drink the beer, which I'm all for. And if you guys want to check out my review of this beer, you could check out the old show 2 years ago on the Deutschland Uber Alles, Uber Ales show.
Or you could just drink it again and review it again.
Yeah.
See, regardless, I'm going to drink it again. It's up to you if you want me to review it again.
All right. I just won't put it in the show.
You're getting it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what we'll do? I got an idea. Instead of having Mike do his review, we'll just insert like 5 minutes of this.
Alright, let's drink. Come on.
What about you, Dave? What are you going to be drinking?
You know, I'm going to be drinking Carl Strauss's Oktoberfest.
Oh, nice.
So, it's local. It's got a German name. And,
Carl Strauss.
And it's hometown and West Coast and all that stuff. So.
And I will be going all the way over to Germany to one of the world's oldest breweries. And I'll be having the Weinstefaner Oktoberfest beer.
Weinstefaner.
I would have said like Weihenstephaner.
Weihenstephaner.
Or Weihen Stephaner.
Yeah.
White
That's
hen?
Close.
Yeah, yeah. No, Weihen Stephaner.
Weihen Stephaner.
Yeah, like
Pollo Blanco.
No, yeah. like wine the drink.
Yeah. There you go. Alright.
So not only is he fertilizing the crops.
This is a fermentation conversation, yeah.
So here we go. We're checking out the Firestone Walker Oaktoberfest. Cracking it.
Yeah.
So this is Yeah, this is Firestone Walker. They're out of Paso Robles, California. They've been brewing since 1996. And we actually got to meet David Walker at the Beer Bloggers Conference. Cool guy.
David Aussie. Walker.
Yeah, we had a really cool audio clip, but thanks to Apple, F you Apple, we don't have the audio clip anymore.
It's not Apple's fault.
It's totally Apple's fault.
Don't blame Apple.
I don't know. I just plugged in my iPod, and all of a sudden I lost my file and my app.
Yeah.
And now my app doesn't work with the iPod.
So this beer came out in August of 2014, and it is a seasonal, obviously. So it's called Oaktoberfest, and there's a picture of an oak on the label. This beer is not oak-aged.
So why do they call it Oktoberfest?
Well, Paso Robles in Spanish is Pass of the Oaks. So this is like oaks and October, and so they threw
Oak Pass?
Oak Pass, yeah. So it's like, hey, and it's a traditional Marzen style. They use, it's 5% ABV, 24 IBUs. They use Weyermann Pilsner, Weyermann and Vienna, Munich, Kara Hell, and Kara Red malts. And I think the Pilsner and the Vienna are brought in from Germany. The hops are German Hallertau. And there you go.
All right.
Pours out. Copper in color.
It's a light copper, not a dark copper.
Yeah,
and copper. My head is pretty much gone. It didn't even fill to the top of the glass.
Yeah, mine's gone
gold,
too.
Big old glass. I was gonna actually. I grabbed two bottles and I decided not.
You know what I was gonna do is I was gonna grab like three or four, and just get my Hofbräu Liter Stein.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, I still could do that.
And my that's what I was looking for is a big old dimpled mug. I couldn't find it, so.
Well, I know I'm not gonna drink three of these, like, you know, all at once. So
on the nose, big German malty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Malty bear stank.
That's so funny, Dave, when you said that I was thinking sticky floors.
It does. It smells like the you know when you have a party and you have all the bottles that are kind of sitting around
like
the next
Deutschland.
Day.
Yeah,
it totally smells like that day old beer stink that's been sitting on the counter.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of, I mean, I get honey and some grassiness, but yeah, it's just that
I get like a dirty bread kind of a
Bavarian hops. Yes.
Well, hopefully it tastes a lot better than it smells.
Prost.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It has kind of
It's got like a spicy
a little bit
kick.
Of zip. Yeah, it's got a zip, a little bit of a zip in it, like a almost like a rye zip.
It's bread. It's bready and has some kind of pepperiness in there.
I think it's my bottle's a little too cold, but
it's more of a bite than your normal Marzen. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't see drinking this out of a
liter thing. I can't see it. It's too much of a, you know, and now I'm getting a little bit of that spice in the back of my throat.
Mm. The mouthfeel is really, it's got a smooth.
A full 0.6.
You know, for me, the mouthfeel's got, it's got a slickness that kind of sticks to your tongue. I don't know if that really makes any sense.
Yeah.
It just feels like it coats and hangs out for a minute.
I mean, big old malt bomb of a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like that zippiness. So it's not like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like your normal. I don't know. I guess it kind of has the bite of a normal type of lager, but it doesn't.
Well, it's got
seem
that
like
lager
it's
yeast without having that metallic-iness to mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
The zip almost gives it a cleanness to it. I mean, it's easy drinking. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it does have a spicy note on the back of your throat and on the finish, but it's nothing that's going to slow me down from, you know, drinking liters of this stuff.
It's got there's on more than I expected there to be.
Say that again, Mike.
I mean, it's Firestone Walker, and usually, you know, pretty complex. I think for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's very German, but. It seems like it's American
type
at the same
boldness
time.
To it, though. Very traditional about the ingredients, but it seems a whole bunch of it in there to kind of, you know, bump, which is weird because I don't know how did they get so. I don't know. I mean, what other malts did they use? They use a bunch of stuff that's like not fermentable.
Well, the Weyermann Pilsner, the Weyermann in Vienna, and the Munich, I believe, are all imported, or maybe they're all imported. Yeah, because it says traditional imported malts, and then they use the noble hops of the German Hallertau. So, yeah, Cara Hell and Cara Red.
See, now I'm picking up more on the hop character now. I'm getting more of that bittery dry hopness.
Yeah, I'm getting more of a hop in the aroma now, too, where before it was just all, boom, like bready and a little bit of caramel to lots of toasted. But now a little bit of hoppiness is coming through.
Food pairings.
I wasn't going to go with the German food. I was going to... something chicken. I want something chicken, whether it's just barbecue chicken or maybe even like a Cajun chicken or something like that. Something spicy.
I'm with you on the spiciness. I mean, I was...
Yeah, brazzle. Totally. Shout out to Big Dogs.
From Big Dogs.
You know, for me, you're right, though, the spiciness. So I was thinking something more like linguica with maybe some... potatoes and or red potatoes and onions, but I think linguica.
I feel you on linguica,
or even like linguica on a pizza or something like that.
Not so much the pizza part.
It's a you can get. I have pretty popular to get that as a topping here.
Yeah, when I went back east, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we got a pizza. We got a linguica pizza. So I was all kind of pumped about that. I love linguica. This stuff is good.
Yeah, you know, like some linguices, which those of you who don't know, it's just a Portuguese sausage, and it's
got a little bit of spicy to it.
Chorizo, except it's usually like chunks of pork, and
it's a firmer full sausage.
It's mild. It's more mild. It's mild compared to like a chorizo.
It's less likely to send you running for the bathroom. The Untappd users have got a total check-ins of 12,055. It looks like they have 9,038 ratings, though. That come in at a 3.47.
Top three places to drink it on Untappd is the Fremont Oktoberfest in Seattle, Washington, the Oktoberfest in Oak Park, Illinois, and the Blue Monk in Buffalo, New York.
And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good.
I think that it's interesting. I mean, I noticed today that Sierra Nevada also did an Oktoberfest. It's part of their fall pack. And it just makes me, having this one from Firestone, it makes me think, like, because, you know, there's those German brewers out there. You know, like Karl Strauss used to be strictly...
Brewers.
They used to be strictly like German style.
Like Furners.
You know? And then you have like Gordon Biersch, places like that where they just do German beers. I know there's other craft breweries out there that love German beer, so that's kind of what they do. So of course they're going to have an Oktoberfest that comes out every year. And then you have breweries like Firestone Walker and Sierra Nevada who don't really do German styles ever, and then now they're doing an Oktoberfest, and I think this one's interesting, and I'd really like to check out the Sierra Nevada one too, because I'd like to see their take on a traditional German style outside of a, you know, a Pilsner or a Lager, you know, your regular German styles. But, you know, anyway, so it's the
hope you enjoyed the show.
Oktoberfest from Firestone Walker, and no, it is not oak aged. So don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, check out the rest of the show, check out all our other Oktoberfest shows that we've done over the years. So this is our fifth Oktoberfest show.
Dang.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Dang.
So, yeah, check us out on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on Pinterest.
Pinterest.
And Untapped, of course. Find us on Untapped Beer Coaster Podcast and Beer Coaster Mike, Beer Crazy Dave. Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah. All that social media stuff. Let's go drink some more beer. Come on.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
Hot topics. We're live.
Crazy Dave, take it away.
Yeah, well, this week's hop topic really is a hot. It's a hot hop topic, in the sense that it's a hot drink. Or maybe it's a cold drink. I don't know. Because you can actually probably get it hot or maybe even cold.
Yeah.
And you're probably wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Well, for all you folks that like to get up early in the morning and need the aid of coffee, and probably a whole bunch of Americans like to go to Starbucks to get their $5 latte, Starbucks is testing out a new flavor of drinks.
Regular coffee was $5. The latte is like $17.50.
Yeah. But anyhow, in Ohio and Florida, it looks like they're rolling out a dark barrel latte, which is a drink topped with whipped cream, dark caramel drizzle, and incorporates a chocolatey stout flavored sauce.
Dark caramel
drizzle. It does not contain alcohol, though.
No, yeah, it does not contain alcohol. But that's all they said. And Starbucks regularly tests new drinks, according to them, and this is apparently one of the ones that they're testing out for those folks in Ohio and Florida, probably the two most irrelevant states in the country.
Yeah.
To test coffee or beer-flavored coffee drink. And test them here. That's what they need is Boston and San Diego, damn it.
Yeah. Because they're afraid that they'll fail.
Hey, Starbucks.
Experienced, seasoned beer drinkers and
coffee drinkers. Tell you what, Starbucks, just send your chocolate stout flavored sauce to the San Diego market and to Boston. Tell us which Starbucks to show up at, and we'll review it.
Or send them to us.
Well, no, we don't. You need a fresh latte if you're going to have it. You don't want like a latte that's been shaken up by the U.S. Postal Service or something.
Hey, I'm a certified barista. I can make you a latte.
Yeah, there you go. But make me a latte. Well, no, I'm not going to have you give me any of your stout-flavored sauce. But
chocolate stout-flavored sauce?
Who's going to know what that latte whipped cream really is, man?
So when I first heard about this, all I heard was that there was a beer-flavored coffee drink, I thought, I don't know if that's going to work because I like coffee-flavored beer, but beer-flavored coffee? That's weird. But then they said, it's this stout, chocolatey stout thing, and I thought, this
any idea how many
good.
People think that coffee flavored beer?
Yeah,
there's a lot of That's people true. Aren't familiar with that, and how good it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome!
So it might actually
kind of like that Chocovesa Mocha Stout that's out right now from Stone.
Yeah,
Chocovesa.
If you haven't tried the Choco Vesa, make sure you check it out.
Thanks, Dave, for the Hop Tibbies. And go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, and we will have this posted there. You can also go to the Beer Coasters Daily through our website. Check out all the other stuff that's happening in the beer world news-wise. Mm-hmm. Next up, Mike's drinking another beer.
All right.
I think baking with this would be very good, too.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
This is Mike in Boston, Massachusetts. And
all right.
German style beer here in the beer fridge. I'm going to try Big Elm Brewing Company's Dark Star. This is a dunkel. Did not have an Oktoberfest, but I got a dunkel.
Nice.
Wait a minute. So not only have you drank this before, but it's not an Oktoberfest beer on the Oktoberfest show.
No, he hasn't had this one.
Oh. I thought he had this one.
While you were hiccuping and burping, he said that...
No, I just told you. I just made a switch. I just... minute. I found it in the beer fridge. It's a German style. It's a Dunkelweiss. It's from Big Elm Brewing Company. It's called Dark Star. It's Sheffield, Massachusetts. 4.7 ABV. And I'm going to crack it.
In my defense, this is what Mike sounded like when he was talking about his beer. I'm going to aim up a dunkel a beer.
Is that Swahili?
That's all I heard was like it was all broken up.
Mike,
there wasn't enough pops and clicks to be Swahili, Toby.
Yeah.
This is a
new brewery.
There you go.
Now our only cab driving Swahili and African is no longer listening to our show.
Cab driver.
Jumbo.
This is a beautiful copper color. It is it's hard to see here. It looks so much darker on screen here for these guys to see, but it is...
It looks black.
A perfect copper color. Got about a pinky finger of head, and on the nose, sweet, danky malts. Doesn't sound right, does it?
Sure does. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's just rich, dark maltiness in there. Not like the roasted malt, but just like a toasted, caramely maltiness. There's a hint of sweetness in there from something. It still has that same kind of German aroma, similar to the Firestone, but there's got to be some of those same ingredients, some of those same some of those malts kind of coming through, and those German style hops as well. It's a little lighter than a. It reminds me of kind of a home brewed kind of brown ale, but there's something else that's different about it that you could tell that it has that lageriness to it. It's sharper and crisper and a sweetness to it. There's a whole heck of a lot of malt. It's I want to say maybe a bit lighter bodied than the Firestone. But it has kind of a nice malty sweetness. It just has that something similar to the Oktoberfest beers where, I mean, I guess Oktoberfest style, that Marzen is kind of, I think the closest way to it, but it's kind of almost like a German amber. The Dunkel might be the German brown. And it seems kind of right in between those two. Pair this with something? Jeez, I don't know. Toby mentioned champ, if type of chicken sausage, maybe like a chicken apple sausage with some stuff.
Oh my God! If I had that
good,
beer,
like with brunch,
I could totally do it.
Like a chicken apple sausage and some scrambled eggs and.
Oh wow!
Something like that would be good. Maybe even if you didn't like the chicken apple sausage, if you wanted to go with more like a maple cured bacon or something like that. That would be good too.
Nice.
Some sort of breakfast sausage.
The Beer Ad, yeah, Beer. Sorry, Untappd. They rate this at 3.57, only 44 ratings, and there are no top places to drink this beer. They just have similar beers listed.
Yeah, the beer's not even listed on their website. Maybe you got to discontinue beer, dude.
It's probably two.
This was a score from a craft beer seller.
That's Mike's. That's Mike's.
No, it's not 2 years
Mike's,
old.
Mike's code word for it. It's not made anymore.
Out of code.
You know what it is? It's like all the misfit beers.
The thing
all
is, out-of-date beers. Big L now. I think they can beers now. And I've only seen the three in cans. I haven't seen any of these big, because this is a big. I don't know if you could see this, but the big 22. You know, and I don't think they do their regular lineup. In anything but cans anymore. Now. So this might have been like part of a different series.
Right.
But anyway. One more thing. Beer Advocate users, don't rate this because there's only three ratings on Beer Advocate. So there. How's that for a beer that not everybody can get?
What was the last time that beer was checked into, like on Untappd?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see. Last time someone drunk, September 19th. That's not bad. A couple days ago.
Okay.
All right.
Top place to drink this is...
before that was only a month. It's not that bad.
All right.
Top place to drink this on Untappd?
Yeah, from Mike's Beer Cellar. There is no top place, yeah. Mike's Beer Cellar is the top place to drink it. I wish I had my own beer cellar.
What's the name of your beer again?
It is Big Elm Brewing Company's Dark Star Dunkel.
Oh, okay. Thanks, buddy. Prost.
Prost.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
What's up, everybody? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And this week I am going to be drinking Karl Strauss's Oktoberfest. It's their fall seasonal beer. Karl Strauss is from San Diego, California. The website is www.karlstrauss.com. This particular beer is a Marzen Oktoberfest lager. It was made with pale two-row, caramel 60, malts, and Vienna, Munich, and Carahill hops. ABV is about 5%. IBUs come in at a Crazy Dave approved 20. So let me crack this Bavarian-style beer.
Bavarian-style beer?
You know, it's funny that in the thing I just read off, they talked about like Vienna hops and Munich and Karahel, but it also says pearl hops imported directly from the Hallertau region of Germany give it a smooth finish. So I guess they didn't list all of their hops in the tasting notes.
Hmm.
Interesting. Stupid little side note you listeners probably don't give a shit about.
Oh, Dave, I had this beer on our very first Oktoberfest show.
Oh, really?
2009.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, it pours a light copper color. Well, actually, it's got a pretty nice copper color. Very little head. And not too much carbonation, even coming up with my Sam Adams, like, you know, carbonated improving glass.
Carbonated improving glass.
Carbonated improving.
Da-da-da!
Now with carbonated improving.
You know, I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not getting much on the nose except for like a very, very slight caramel flavor or caramel nose. That's about all I get. I mean, there's no maltiness, there's no dankiness, there's no, you know, 2-day-old beer on the counter smell. Just a small hint of some sweet caramel. That's about it. I'm going to have to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa. Super zippy.
Zippity doo da, zippity a. Dave is trying a beer today. Is he gonna say anything?
It's really smooth. It's like it's got a wonderful mouthfeel.
That's what she said.
I was gonna say, but then I thought, nah, I probably would just use that one.
Man.
I'm sure we did.
276 shows. We're still using the "that's what she said" stuff. We should just do that from now on. Just every.
Did you say 276 shows?
Yeah. We should just do that from now on. Just whenever it's like so obvious, we'll just use the "that's what she said" every time. You know, like "this has got some nice head" or something.
That's what she said podcast.
You know, it's got a caramelly. It's caramely.
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 And it's weird too because it's got a caramello? Hint. Caramello? Not a caramello.
Caramello or Caraharsh?
Oh. I was going to make a really inappropriate joke about a girl named Kara right there, but I didn't. It does have like a hint of like some stone fruit, like are pitted for like an apricot, a little bit of an apricot flavor.
A hint of dead of dirty dumpster.
Wish and I some, knew what beer that was. That Dave what? Did the whole dead hooker in a dumpster thing.
I know. I don't know. I'm sure the brewery appreciated it. Dead hooker in a dumpster. I can't even imagine.
Where are you at, Dave?
No, I mean it's just
snap out of it.
It's, I mean, the main thing that really comes Dave. Out of this is the caramelly malty. No, I'm here. Yeah, I mean it's nice and smooth. I think it's it's not overly malty, you know, like we'd had with the Firestone Walker. I mean, the Firestone Walker did have some little hops in the finish after a few minutes of warming up, but this is just a nice, smooth, sweet, malty beverage. I really hate to cop out and say sausage, but, man, that's all I feel like eating when I'm drinking this.
That's cool, man.
But, like, not just, like I want, like, pizza. Yeah, I'm really gonna take it to there. That's what she said. But I want like a trio of sausages, you know, like the really light white kind of sausage, and then like one of the dark sausages, and then one of the spicy sausages.
You know, orgy of sausage right now.
Maybe he wants
sausage to run a train on.
Maybe just put like a couple of ropes of trout on there. Just shred it.
Sausage train. Woo woo. I think somebody put something in my beer.
I
made some alcohol.
No, seriously though, a sausage trio I really like for this. The untapped ratings come in at 1,826 ratings, a 3.46. And someone, it looks like they actually probably had this beer at California Adventure because they have it paired with a Mickey pretzel. Top three places to drink this are Wick's Brewing Company in Riverside, California, Henry's Pub and Restaurant in San Diego, California, and the Carl Strauss Brewery in San Diego, California. And notably, the fourth place to drink this is the Paradise Pier in Anaheim, which is a hotel at Disneyland's Disneyland Resort.
Beer Advocate users rate this a 79, which is okay.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Ooh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Go.
Guten Tag.
All right, this is Beer Coaster Toby in San Diego, and I, for my German beer for this Oktoberfest 2014.
I for my
Fest beer. So this is Weinstefana, or the official brewery name is Bayerische Strassbrauerei.
Butcher this name .com.
And they're from Freising, Bavaria, Germany. They have been brewing since 7:56.
This morning? Damn. Like, all day, man. They start like almost at 8. Like, they come in a little bit early because they're German and they have to work at 8 o'clock.
So they're the world's oldest operating brewery.
Oh, you mean 756 AD.
Yes. So they've been around for almost 1,000 years. And it started on a monastery, but it's still in the original place and all that stuff. So, yeah, they have a university.
They still have the original head brewer.
There's a university or something that's right next door, and they teach about brewing and all that stuff. I guess they're a big brewing college or something like that. Anyway, so Weinstefana,
their website. Why are we not there? Why are we not enrolled?
All right.
Not in Germany.
Their website is us.weinstefana.com, and that's W-E-I-H-E-N-S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E-R, whatever. I'm cracking it. This is a Martin.
ABC,
okay, it's called. Sorry, it's
XYZ.
It's called the Oktoberfest beer, and when I look on Untappd, it's just called Fest beer. But when I go to their website, it's the Oktoberfest beer. So
you know, I think I rated this beer. I think I did this on the beer coasters last year.
Yeah, you might have. Actually, I looked.
I wouldn't doubt if the actual European version says Fest beer. And the import version says Oktoberfest. I would not.
Yes, I am.
That would
looking
not surprise me.
The English version of the website. So, the ingredients, nothing. Oh, let's see. It's brewed in the traditional Bavarian way. It's 5.8% alcohol.
Have I not tried this beer?
I thought I had more info on it as far as ingredients, but I don't. No. Okay. So it pours out,
man.
Very, very pale in color. I mean, it's very, very pale yellow. I mean, it just looks like a lager, you know, very yellow. The highlights, it's like, it's almost clear. It's crazy. I got about one finger of head. It's very fluffy, white head on the nose. Got that lager stank. Like big, like cracker malt. I get some of that sweetness in there, some of like that, you know, like that stale cracker, and then some A little bit of like honey sweetness, maybe a little bit like lemon grass. But yeah, it definitely has that big lager stank on the nose.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow, it started off not too it's super drinkable. I mean, the mouthfeel is not a whole lot going on, but there is a lot of like lemony, grassy sweetness. And it's a little crisp. It kind of dries up a little bit in the end. I almost get kind of a lemon cookie, like a lemon butter cookie a little bit. Very subtle. Because it's not like a sour lemon, you know, at all. It's just kind of like this lemon sweetness. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, there's that toasted kind of cracker in there. Yeah, super drinkable. Excuse me. Makes you burp. Very well carbonated. Nice lacing, too. I haven't had too many lagers that I can remember where it actually had good lacing. Yeah, look at that head. I just poured a little bit more. It's a nice, sustaining, fluffy white head. Wow. Impressive.
Most impressive.
I guess they know how to brew beer with 900 years of experience.
Yeah, you got a little time to kind of 900 years or so. They get pretty good at it.
Wait a minute, 900? No, it's... Why does it say almost 1,000 years on their website?
Because it's just
over 1,000.
Toby is trying to do math right now.
I mean, yeah, it's 2014.
Yeah, no, it's funny because their website says almost 1,000 years of brewing experience. And then
maybe they took a break for a while.
Yeah, that could be. I didn't look through their entire history.
There's a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, there might have been.
During the Dark Ages.
During the Dark Ages. They just
yeah. All right. Yeah, I just thought of it. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Okay. For a food pairing, I would stick with something.
But I mean, but the Dark Ages would have been when they started, like, because they started in 756, right? Like that. Yeah. The Dark Ages were like from 400 to 800.
I wasn't being technical.
For food pairing, I mean, I could see this going with summer salads or really light fare. You know, grilled chicken, maybe even fish. But, I mean, the maltiness is there, but it's very light in body. It's totally different from the Oktoberfest, because the Oktoberfest had way more, like, beefiness that you would kind of expect out of an Oktoberfest beer, because
beefiness?
When you get into those Marzens, they start to darken up a little bit, get a little bit thicker. But this, to me, just seems like your traditional lager pilsner. So I'm going to stick with light fare salads, like maybe a chicken salad, like a grilled chicken salad or something like that. Mm-hmm. With maybe some avocado slices in there.
No.
I think that works really good.
If you actually tried this beer when it came out, back in, I don't know, I mean, when was the first Oktoberfest?
I'm
sure Weinstefaner was there for the first Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah. Well, it's to celebrate Crazy King Ludwig's birthday, and it was a week-long celebration.
Oh,
and
that also Crazy King Ludwig.
And also to bring in the harvest.
Having been held since 1810.
Oh, 1810? Really? I thought it was like celebrating the 300th.
So that's according to, you know,
Wikipedia.
Well, 1922. This would be the 200th. That's according to Wikipedia. Yeah. That's Wikipedia.
I thought it was 300, but I guess 200.
Yeah, it was. He was married to Princess Therese of Saxe-Hildburghausen on October 12th, 1810. All of Munich were invited to attend the festivities.
Oh, it was a wedding.
Yeah.
I thought it was his birthday.
First Oktoberfest show, I think the beer jargon guy tells us all about it.
Oh, yeah.
However,
the first or second Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest has been canceled 24 times due to cholera and war.
Wow.
Wow.
So. Yeah, see?
All right.
Stuff happens.
Oh, Untapped. So on Untapped, I'm going to give you the ratings from the Wein Stefan Fest beer, because that's the closest thing I could find, which is probably what Mike was saying, is that the German version is the Fest beer, and over here it's just called the Oktoberfest beer. Anyway, so it comes in at a 3.55 out of 9,565 ratings, which seems super low. Top three popular locations on Untappd is the German-American Festival in Oregon, Ohio. Well, which is it? The Winking Lizard in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
And the pub on Passyunk East in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So there you go. Oktoberfest beer, Wein Stefan. Check it out if you like lagers.
89 years old.
At the Governor 8 says, that last sip of beer is always the worst, but I only have a total of 9 tall boys, so every drop has to count tonight.
Last call.
Last call.
Last call. Guys, it's the last. Guys, it's the last call. Get to the chopper.
How do you say last call in German? Probably, it's probably a different word, though,
it's
right?
Because it's not like. Yeah, it's like the call of the last mating thing of the people of Germany.
Mike, you got some ratings for me?
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
I guess I got some ratings. I don't know. Firestone Walker. Oktoberfest. The Paso Marzen beer. I really liked it. As what felt like German ingredients, but yet they still made a beer without, you know, just adding hops to it and called it American style. You know, it is very, it's a big malt bomb of a beer, but still has a nice balance to it. It did have some hops kind of halfway through. I really, really like this. I think it's really, really well done, Marzen. And I want to rate it really high on the scale there. I'm gonna give it a 4.5.
Wow. Not perfect.
I just think it's really, really well done. It's got a complexity and a richness that I feel like I'm appreciating. For the Big Elm Brewing Company, the Dark Star, this was kind of a shot in the dark here. I found this in the beer fridge. It's not that old, contrary to popular coaster opinion. I got it at Craft Beer Cellar in Belmont not so long ago. This was actually going to be on a future episode, but I decided to pull it from the beer fridge and do it in this one.
Yeah, because it would have been a future episode like 3 years from now. It would have been.
That's true, and I didn't want that to happen.
Like our Star Trek show? Oh, darn.
It's alright, I'll find another one. Alright. So, this one too, I really, you know, I guess I'm just a multi man. What can I say? It had the same kind of. This one, I shouldn't say it doesn't have kind of the same authenticity to it, and I know we're not supposed to care for that term, but it does.
something that, that felt still very German, you know, with the ingredients. It had that, that flavor with the Dunkel being different from the Marzen, obviously. But it, there was something a little bit homebrewy about this that wasn't there in the Firestone, even though I know we're talking about two different styles. But there seemed to be a lot of similarities in there, too. But Bill Gap against Firestone here, it's a tough call because I've kind of, you know, tasted them back and forth here. And I know I'm not doing a versus show, but I kind of have to do it that way because it's how my taste buds are battling this out. So this is going to get a 3.5 from me. Still really well done. I'd buy it again. If I saw it on tap, I'd grab it. But it doesn't measure up to the Firestone complexity.
Cool. You know, with me for the Firestone, you know, Mike was, I think, pretty much right on. I mean, it's got some nice nuances and complexity to it. Interestingly enough, it did have a little bit of a hop character, you know, after a few minutes of it, you know, get a temperature. I think I had it probably maybe a few degrees too cold. I mean, it was like on the verge of having icicles crossing the top of the beer. You know, I maybe I didn't like it as much as Mike did. You know, I definitely appreciate where he's coming from, you know, with it. I think it's a great beer. I don't think it's that outstanding or that standout of a beer. So I'm going to rate it a 3.5. I thought it was a decent beer. It was good. It, you know, like, yeah, I'd probably drink it again. I mean, out of the, you know, several Oktoberfest beers I've had, it definitely stood out. So 3.5. Carl Strauss?
I may have been a little too, you know, in my rating, I think it was a little too style specific, but that's kind of just the way I'm feeling, is a more style specific type rating. So that's kind of why I rated it the way I did.
Yeah, but now going to the Oktoberfest from Carl Strauss, this one to me, like, there was a lot of hoppy, or no, I'm sorry, not hoppy, a lot of malty graininess to it. It almost on the verge of grape nuts, kind of a flavors and stuff. That's really what it reminded me of. A lot of that graininess.
I know what you're saying.
So, but it, as far as the whole Oktoberfest kind of a thing, it really did a good job of taking me to an Oktoberfest kind of a thing. I wanted to eat sausage. I wanted to sit at a wooden table with like 1,500 other drunk people and drink this beer. You know, whereas when I was drinking the Firestone, it was like, it's like the
crunch on some grape nuts.
Yeah. I don't know. It felt more. It tasted more Oktoberfest-y to me. You know, it's like this. I wanted to eat German food with it. I wanted to, you know, I don't know, raise my Stein and get kicked out and go puke in the corner and, you know, I don't know.
You wanted to do that?
I kind of did. Like, you know, like something like they put something in it that makes you want to do that. You know. It's like, how many Americans can we get to, you know, get all crazy up here? So anyhow, I'm gonna rate the Carl Strauss. I'm gonna rate that a 4. I think I like that one better, so I'm gonna give it a 4.
All right, Mike, what did you give the Dark Star?
3.5.
All right, for me, for the Firestone Walker Oktoberfest, I think I'm there with Mike. I don't know if I could go a full, I mean, I don't know if I can go 4.5. I think I'm going to go with a 4 on that, because I think that it had, I liked what Firestone Walker did with an Oktoberfest beer. It definitely had a really good body with this interesting kind of spiciness to it that I thought was really nice. Oktoberfest is not
spicy,
really,
though.
It's not really my, you know, not one of my favorite styles of beer.
It's a spicy beer.
But I do appreciate them, you know, this time of year. I think that it's the only time of year that anybody's going to drink an Oktoberfest beer. And so, in that sense, I can appreciate it. I do like what Firestone did with it, so four pints. As for the Weinstephan Oktoberfest, or Fest beer, it's it's not what I what you would expect out of an Oktoberfest, but it's a really good beer. Like, I actually like it. And there's an interesting citrusiness to it that I like. It's a little bit of lemon and it's a little bit of orange. And it's super drinkable, but it has lots of really good flavors. And you don't get that metallic-y lagerness. There's nothing about this beer that makes me go, ugh, another lager? It's something different about it that
that's not
I'm
German.
Enjoying. So... but again, I wouldn't drink this style of beer very often. It's not a style that I'm a big fan of, but you know, I do appreciate them. But so this one I'm gonna go with a 4 as well. Yeah, for totally different reasons than the Firestone Walker.
Yeah, you know, I get what you guys are saying about it. It's like, yeah, they did something different, but I don't know, to me it seems like they deviated quite a bit.
Yeah, see, I
mean, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, yeah, but I mean, it's an Oktoberfest. I mean, it's like, you know, should they be deviating that? I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying it wasn't a bad thing, I just didn't like it.
I mean, when I think of Oktoberfest, I think of drinking beer in mass quantities, so it's got to be somewhat drinkable. And not that the Firestone Walker wasn't drinkable, but it definitely was pretty hearty for a Oktoberfest style, for a Marzen style. Yeah. It's actually on the beefier side, and I wouldn't want, like we were saying earlier, I wouldn't want to drink a whole liter of this. But this Wein Stefan, sure, yeah, man, I'll take a liter down, no problem. But this Wein Stefan one is not what I would expect out of an Oktoberfest beer.
Yeah. Did you know that they actually banned smoking at the Oktoberfest, according to Wikipedia?
That's whack.
And it was like a big deal, I guess. I guess some of the voting there and stuff, and they also found out that banning the smoking also brought back the stench of stale beer that had been spilled before. All this according to Wikipedia.
And puke. And fat, sweaty German guys in Lederhosen.
Leader.
Alright, let's do some shout-outs. Mike, give me some shout-outs.
Alright, I will give you some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to the Glass Child, also Mackinson Stout USA, Elthina Austin, Al Bargain, Sherry Armistead, Noble Brewer, Harpoon Brewery, The Drink Nation, Ipswich Ale Brewery. By the way, I went to the Ipswich Ale Harvest Fest over the weekend. Had a blast. It was good. Had some good, some newer beers from them. I had the Saison from them and also the Hop Harvest Ale and a few others. It was a lot of fun. So that's my shout out to Ipswich. Also, Michael R., The Big Foamy Head, Ron Cuts, Jay Zeiss, Kareeb Lager. Oh, no, I'm not going to give them a shout out. And Stout Day is coming up.
He's like, screw those guys.
November, right? I think it's like the first week of November. International Stout Day. They just followed me, and I guess it's... Yeah. That's coming up soon. So maybe we might integrate if we don't do a whole show dedicated to Stout Day, maybe we will do a beer on Stout Day on YouTube.
When was Stout Day again?
November 6th, I believe. It's like International Stout Day.
Hashtag Stout Day.
I got a couple of shout-outs. A couple of people that followed me on the tap. So we've got Jack Weller, Eric Wells, and Chris Carter. Thanks for hooking it up on Untapped.
Hooking it up, yeah! I want to give a shout-out to Ronald Terrio. I know I've given him a shout-out before, but he seems to be on YouTube, checking out a lot of our YouTube clips, and he commented... He commented on our Stone Go-To video that we posted, and he said, "Stop making fun of Louisiana." So I was like, "We're making fun of Louisiana."
Do we always make fun of Louisiana? We don't want to start talking like
we don't know how to talk. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's around here, you know, around here.
I just commented back and said,
"Cajun."
Sorry about Crazy Dave's Cajun. And I just think it's great because Ronald Terrio, he shared the video on YouTube, and he also commented on, I think, on another one of our videos recently. I think it was the Brooklyn Pennant Ale, but anyway. So big shout out to Ronald Terrio. Thanks for checking out our YouTube stuff. Also, a shout out to Jig, who called in to the show. I think we played it on last week's show, his phone call. Or no, 2 weeks ago. Last week, we had Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow called in, gave us a little bit of his take on an Imperial Red that he had recently. So big shout out to Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow. I also want to give a shout out to the Beer Goddess.
I like how we can't say his name without saying after it every single time. That's awesome.
I can't. It has to, it's all one word. It's his name.
Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow.
And I want to give a big shout out to the Beer Goddess. I met her at the beer festival I was at in San Dimas a couple weeks ago. So it's cool.
San Dimas?
She came up.
Whoa.
She came up to the Craft Beer Hound booth that I was at. And she had her Beer Goddess t-shirt on and all this stuff. And I was like, "Oh my God, you're the Beer Goddess." And so it's cool because she knew who I was. I was
like, she said, "Oh my God, you're Beer Goddess Jimmy."
Yeah.
It was just like that.
What did she... No, never mind. I was going to ask him.
That'd be nice.
And I want to give a shout out to Brew Dad because he keeps hitting me up on Twitter with the hashtag FF every Friday. So
nice.
Shout out to Brew Dad.
Brew Dad. He's a good man.
What's FF? Like
Follow Friday.
Yeah.
Follow Friday. Okay.
Okay. You don't know about FF. Maybe
I thought it was
FF bandwagon.
Furkin Friday, fucking Friday.
Sure. Let's do that too. Fucking Perkins.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to our Oktoberfest show 2014. Yes, it is our fifth. So, and we do one every year. I don't think we've missed a single Oktoberfest. We do.
I think it's one of the few celebration type, you know, beer holiday shows. I think that we've done one every year. Sometimes we've skipped. I think the Oktoberfest might be. Do we have any? We don't have any other fives, do we? As far as versions of.
Well, that's the show. Thing. Is that since we started in, what was that, May? So everything after May. So yeah, so now we're coming up on our fifth Oktoberfest, and then after that, I don't know if any specific, like St. Paddy's Day. We usually do a St. Paddy's Day, but there might have been a year that we didn't do one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Oktoberfest, I would say, so far is our longest running annual show. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So there you go. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, Google+, and
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Oh, speaking of what you talked about, the Oktoberfest, that was the first, festival type show that we did was Oktoberfest. There were no other holidays that we did before Oktoberfest. Yeah. So it is probably our longest running theme show.
Yeah, and even summer, we always do a summer beer show, but we didn't do one that first year. We didn't have
No, we were still, the first year we were stuck on styles, and then we threw in a few. We had a fruity issue and a smoky issue, but we were style specific for a while, and we mixed it up a little bit. After that.
And then we just got crazy.
And then we just got crazy.
Then it all just went to hell. They got me
Although,
on the show.
You know what, though? Our first wild card issue was the first year in August, so we actually didn't stray too far from.
Well, how many wild card shows have we done? Maybe no more.
Oh, okay. We may have trumped the Oktoberfest with our wild card show.
All right. Well, on that note, before we go talking more shit.
Nobody ever pays attention to us. You know, it's we can say whatever we want. This is our, you know, and next week we're going to do our 17th annual beer hunt episode where you have to find us on the internet somewhere. We're going to be hidden. And then we're going to do mystery beers. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, mystery beers. Let's do that. I like that idea. Let's do
the magical mystery beer.
We're just gonna blind taste some beer and hope that they all somehow come to a certain style.
Maybe what we should do is get our significant other to purchase a beer and bring it in without our knowing and set it down.
Wait, I thought we were doing ciders next week.
We are doing ciders next week.
Let's do ciders next week. I already have some ciders in the fridge.
I'm just saying, and for a future show idea, we could have the mystery beer show.
Mystery beer. Yeah. That works.
We'll have our significant other bring us a
beer. Maybe that'll be a new beer in the box episode. We've had a what's in the box. We've had a couple of those, right?
Yep.
The new mystery box.
Yeah, who knows what box is going to be.
Let's see.
Cool.
All right, everybody.
All right, folks.
Thanks for tuning in. Happy Oktoberfest. Be safe.
Prost.
Drink lots of beer.
Prost.
But hire Uber.
Hire.
Prost. Oh, Lyft. I like Lyft because I like the pink mustache.
All right. All right, folks.
Yeah, we're still fucking live, yeah.
Good show. I gotta go to bed.
Still alive, yeah.
So next week.
I'm going to eat up a dunkle a beer.
Is that Swahili? Sausage train. Woo woo. You know, I guess I'm just a multi-man. What can I say?